Welcome to Revolution Radio with today's edition of Event Horizons, anchored by Dr. Robin Falkoff, an intelligent foray into the news and events of our current time. Robin and her team are going to take you around the world with fresh perspectives on what is going on in your world today. So stay put while Robin and crew bring you to the truth of the matter here at Revolution Radio, where the truth never sleeps.
He wants a challenge. Let's give him one.
What? Sorry about that. I thought I had unmuted. Talk about challenges. Wow. I was hoping to be in a better physical position with everything we're dealing with right now with moving and all, but it's not happening yet. So we shall see. Anyhow, where are we? It's Monday morning. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I'm sure it's all summertime stuff, everybody going to beaches and all kinds of good things. So let me see here, getting everything open. I know the weather's been hopefully peaceful across the country. I just have been too busy to keep up with that, so I can't really say. But what I can say is a big thank you to those of you in our audience, which is pretty much our audience, who donates their hard-earned money to keep us on the air, to keep their access to the necessary information, to keep their ability to be able to make informed decisions. That's priceless. That is priceless. And I'm just, you know, I just find it incredible how difficult it is to come by the necessary information. So I'm just okay. Got a bunch of pop-up messages. Okay, so here we are, right back, and I don't know if all of you remember, but last week we had on with us Ole Damgaard, and we spoke about doing a special series for all of you where he could come on, because you see, guys, you know what's so powerful about Ole? The fact that, excuse me, wherever he might be in the world, wow, he's got the same concerns that we do. We all share these concerns about our governments, the politics, our world, secret societies, secret organizations. The concerns are real, and the needs for taking action grow ever stronger. But the good thing, my friends, is that each and every one of you has the power. You have the power to make a difference. You have the power to reach out to others. You have the power for them to truly feel that they're not alone. I mean, think about it. Who would have imagined that at this point in time, with all of our connectivity, so-called, from computers and cell phones and everything else, that people would be suffering from loneliness as one of the worst problems they face? I mean, this is a big deal. You know, it's not a simple thing just to brush off. Loneliness is a big consideration. And that one-on-one contact that human beings crave is missing. Gosh, with texting, with cell phones, with emails, a lot of people just never get to meet, never see each other. I know for a lot of us, it's quite a novel experience, where we think of all the online friends we have and all the online business associations. And for me, I just think it's wonderful. And that, you know, that is outstanding. And, gosh, guys, you know, that means you get it. That means you understand, you know, it's just such a biggie. So many have turned away from the mainstream media and just turned away from doing anything. And that's not good, because there's way too much that we all can do, too many actions we can take. Just that simple smiling, reaching out, saying hello. Gosh, guys, guess what? You do that and you find out that your same concerns are shared by the people in your neighborhood. Now, why should that be a no-brainer? Okay? Because you're in the same situation, guys. You live in the same area. Reach out. Get connected. Start community get-togethers. Start neighborhood gardens. Start projects that you guys can plan together. But together is the bottom line. Together is the new word. Together is the answer when people ask, how do you make this happen? Simple. We do it together. We do it together, not just here in the United States. We do it around the world. We do it wherever the need is, and that is on this whole planet. So, my friends, that is what you are able to achieve. It's powerful. It's big, and it's the way we get our world back. It's the way we get rid of the greed and the war machine. Oh, so much, guys, so much. So be encouraged, be aware, know that we will make that difference together. You got it? We will make that difference together. And it's attainable. It truly is. So there are a lot of headlines this week, but we will have, let me find the previous, we will have Ole Damgaard on with us, and we're going to be talking about this common denominator that we observe around the planet. We are observing corruption, greed, manipulation, lies. I mean, but it's everywhere. That's what is so mind-boggling. It is everywhere. And it's just not expected that that is how we would be surrounded with so much insanity. What can I tell you? You know? But please know, Ole is a prize-winning author and an investigative journalist. And he's done extensive work where he is showing, he's established common denominators with the murders of JFK, RFK, Allende, Marley, and more. And that is a big deal, guys. So we're having this special event with him, and it is great that we can do so. So I know Ole is waiting. I'm just trying to get this set up for us. Up. I didn't get it set up. I thought I did. Oh, well, I'll have to do this on the break. You know, it's always very humbling when we work with machines. Very humbling. What can I tell you guys? It's just interesting. We're just looking at craziness around the world, headlines about drones. They have a drone forcing a chopper to change course by the George Washington Bridge. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and we just have to keep it peaceful. People have to maintain their perspectives so we can keep it peaceful. And, okay, here we go. Maybe it'll work this time, but in just a moment I will get Ole on the line, and then we won't be, I won't be going back and forth. Okay, now it worked. Okay, there. If at first you don't succeed, try. Oh my God. I'm sorry for the typing, guys. I forgot. I can't hear it anymore, and I can't mute you. So, sorry about that. Let's see. Okay. Boy, let me get over to Skype here, and I just want to get Ole's website there. Okay, And here we go. Right on time. How about that? Okay. Here we are. I wonder how many of you use Skype. It is so convenient. We are just really... Good morning. Good morning, Ole. How about right now? we're ready. We're looking forward. I've just been talking about you, giving the audience some background and trying to explain to them why it's so important that they understand that this is not just the United States, it's the world perspective. So with that said, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate your taking the time to come back again and participate in a special event so that we can wake more people up.
That's my absolute pleasure, Robin. And for the listeners who don't know me, I spent about 30 years of my life trying to reveal the truth behind many, many of these assassinations, so-called terror acts, wars, civil wars, suicides, you name it. And one of the things that I found is that many, many, many of these events are actually connected. They look like they're very separate, but they're connected. And the trails lead right back to the same group again and again and again. And this is a small international group on the level that I've come up to. It consists of four main groups: the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Committee of 300. There are other groups at the same level as well. These are not the top groups in this international power pyramid, but they're way up there. And many of the orders for these horrendous acts of, and atrocities come from that level.
Wow, I hear you. And it's there are groups that are well known, but we know that there are others that pull their strings for sure. You know what seems to be the challenge, Ole, and I'm curious as to what your opinion is here. You know, as I shared with you the last time from a friend of mine in the intel business, one of his quotes about the lie is different at every level, and we're all told what, you know, the people, the powers that be, think is necessary to manipulate us into the actions they want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So, what? Go ahead.
No, sorry, there's a slight delay in the sound. But, you know, they use, when I say they, I mean this elite few, because there are only a few thousand that are really messing the whole world up for the rest of us, I would say. So it's an absolute wonderful time to be alive, because this is the time when people are waking up and when we can do something about it, because it is really an absolute joke that we are in this situation, where so few are controlling so many. But it's actually, it's almost like the film The Wizard of Oz, you know, where there's this wizard that everybody fears, and they think he's extremely powerful and big and so on. But once they find out the real truth, it turns out that it's this tiny little old man behind a curtain with a microphone and a massive big amplifier just screaming out to the masses that, oh, I'm powerful and you are weak, when it's actually totally the opposite situation.
Yep.
So I tell you, this can be solved so quickly and so easily and in a totally non-violent way just by us saying, sorry, oh no, I'm not in the game anymore. I've awakened, I see what's going on, I can see the message you're using. I put the spotlight right on you so you can't rule in the shadows anymore. And we're not up for it. We're tired and we've had it. We want unity and beautiful harmony in this world, and enough with all this war and terror that is going on, because it is, I tell you, this group that are behind so many of these awful events that they're pumping at us. And the reason why they're using there exists all this violence and terror many times is because they use it as a template to One of the methods they use is a very old Roman tactic called problem, reaction, solution.
Classic, yes.
Classic, but you will see it on a daily basis almost in newspapers or in the news and so on. And it's just that they secretly create a problem, very often a violent problem, in the form of a bomb or a terror act, so-called terror act, or mass shooting or a financial collapse or something like that. They secretly create that to get a response from the public, and that is always an emotional response they want, a fearful one, a stressful one. And the response they're looking for is that people go, oh my God, something needs to be done. And then they turn towards me, who secretly created the problem, and say, please, you need to do something, you need to do something. And then I will present the solution to the problem that I secretly created. Because if I just push my agenda on the population, they will not accept it. But through these acts of terror, normal people will accept whatever for their protection. They say, please, please, we need more cameras, we need more Robocops in the streets, we need more tanks, we need more FEMA camps, we need more scanners in the airports, we need all of these things based on fake terror acts, inside jobs. I tell you, 30 years of my life, I have friends who have died around me, I had to leave my country. I'm not an amateur in this area. You know, I speak very seriously.
Oh, definitely. We get that. You come across loud and clear, Ole. Or rather, your message does, but we're having some sound issues. It's sounding a little bit better, so I'm not sure if you're on a headset or just or a computer. Sometimes it helps when you speak towards wherever the mic is, like towards the screen. So
I've got a headset on. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the sound is just like a little bit muffled. But it was improving, so please, go ahead. Sorry about that, but I needed you to know in case there was something you could do. Okay.
I'm sorry, that's the way it is. But, the reason why the sound is like that is that I cannot be with you in the studio today because I'm in Spain, which is not my country. But I had to leave my country because I was threatened. But what I'm saying is that I think this is a wonderful experience to suddenly realize that we do not live in a totally crazy world. We do not live in a world where nature has gone totally mad, where nothing is possible anymore, where there's just depression and war and terror. The whole world is full of crazy terrorists and so on. I tell you, when we have exposed this group, and it won't be long until they stop, at least not if I have a say in this. When that stops, suddenly humanity will have the first chance for decades or centuries to really see why we're here, you know, and prove that we can actually create an absolute stunning world in harmony and balance the way it's supposed to be. Up until now, we've been manipulated so fiercely for such a long time that people are so lost, you know, we've lost the track, we've gone totally off track because we've been manipulated so heavily for such a long time.
Most definitely, and people are worn out, you know, the problems that we face here in the United States with over-medication of pharmaceuticals. What are you seeing where you are? Is it the same problem where they give everybody a Band-Aid of big pro talk or something, and that's your Band-Aid, that everything's fixed and nothing happens? I'm sorry, I just had another message here, and when we're on break, Ole, we can hang up and I will get the connection back, because it's got to be on this end and not yours then.
Okay. Yeah, the sound is great here.
Yeah.
When it comes to pharmaceutical in Spain, where I live, people, as soon as they have like a little sneeze or something like that, they go straight to the pharmacy.
Wow.
So I and my family were never any vaccination, no medication, no nothing.
Oh, congratulations.
No, I tell you, it's a choice. And I say, when you leave the immune system, the body is absolutely magnificent immune system. It's a work of miracles, that immune system. If you leave it the way it should be and just let it, or boost it by getting the pH balance inside your body proper, because that is very often the problem, that the body gets too acidic, and then that knocks out the immune system. The organs can't speak to the cells properly because when it gets too acidic. So if you just focus on getting the pH balance up the way it should, then the immune system kicks, and the system can kick off big time with whatever attackers. But with all these factors and awful, awful medicines that we are pumping our bodies with and our children with, it just gets knocked out, and we're so vulnerable for no reason. And once again, you track the pharmaceutical agenda, you track it back, you go into big pharma together with big oil, and suddenly you come back to the same small elites that are behind that as well. So these people have been working for such a long time to centralize the power to fewer and fewer and fewer in all the main areas in life. And today they've been very successful up to this point, and they control such a big area in our lives without most people having any idea of what's going on.
It's most definitely, it's all behind the scenes. And you know, if you try to wake people up, they're angry that you're trying to upset their happy little manufactured world that's not real. I guess that's the only thing to say.
I tell you, it's painful to wake up, especially if you've got very strict opinions and you have strong opinions. Because once you start waking up, you will see that so much of what we've been taught over the years in the form of history, in the form of so-called education and so on, has been built on lies by the same elite group who have been trying to keep us duped and depressed and disillusioned and not understanding our real power. It's been done by the science. And so when you want to wake people up, I think you have to focus on yourself. You have to, the one that looks back on you, at you in the mirror, that is the only one you can change. And if you can change yourself in a beautiful way so that it becomes inspiring for others, then they will follow. If you try and push down a lot of what they see as very negative information and energy, they will just resist it and push it away. So you need to see who's open for this, and then gently serve whatever you can, share whatever information you can, when people are open for it. Because I think when you look at people in this, when people wake up to this, the fact that there are actually main conspiracies going on, big ones, it is almost like losing a loved one. You go through these stages of denial, anger, great sadness, sorrow, apathy, and then after a while you sort of like smooth out of this one. And some people come back very angry and want to make a difference, but in a violent way. Other people manage to find a balance where they can be useful and stand in balance and harmony inside themselves. Elevate themselves spiritually and so on, so that they can withstand this pressure that is going on, because there is actually a secret war going on at the moment. And you, in the United States, are in the front line, I would say. You're being attacked from all different directions at the moment. The food, the air, the water, media, the music industry, the film industry, the GMOs, all these fake false flag operations, they're hammering you, I would say. So that you're still standing, I salute you, and it's wonderful to see. But be gentle when you try and wake the people up around you.
You're those are very wise words, because it's hard enough when you give people this reality check and they realize that, you know, now they have to relearn the way the world is. So, yeah, gentle is the operative way. Did you evolve and sort of mellow out with all of this, Ole?
It's taken me 30 years. I've gone through all the different stages, except anger. I don't think I'm an angry person.
Wow.
But I've been a very paranoid, scared, and afraid, and troubled, all the other ones. Very, and also depressed. I've been, one time I sat with a rifle in my mouth, just to make a loaded one, but not to blow my head off, but to make a conscious choice that I really want to live, you know. I
sure.
want to live, and I want to live full out, you know. So I carefully removed the rifle again, and I felt that that might sound like a good thing for someone else to do, but it was good for me because it made me get out of my depression when I felt how vulnerable my life is. You know, just a little press with my thumb could have ended it.
Yeah, oh gosh.
I did not want that. I wanted to live. So that was my way of, also I cut off a lot of my hair. Because there are so many toxins in the hair, you know, they gather a lot in the hair and nails. So I wanted to get rid of that as well. And then slowly I got out of it that way. Because when you see people that you love die close to you and you feel that you're being threatened as well, it's a very scary, scary place to be. So,
yeah.
But then we moved country as well. We left Sweden and after coming to Spain, I felt a totally different way opening up. You know.
Yeah, it's challenging. People don't want the truth to come out. And, you know, there are so many levels of soldiers out there from all of these different families and organizations, you know, that are monitoring everything to step right in and diffuse a situation or create one as needed, as you were explaining to everyone, which they need to keep in mind about all of these politics of divide and conquer and creating the problems, all these false flags. Do you have a lot of false flags in Spain, Ole?
No. It's mainly in the States.
Hmm.
There's some few here and there. You know, you had the 7/7 bombings in London. You had the Madrid bombings. You had, from time to time, they're like the terror acts, but they're mostly done by the Gladio network, you know, the state behind. But they're connected. They're totally connected with what's going on in the States as well.
Okay.
It's because you are the only population with arms. That is why it's happening in your country, you know.
Yeah, that's a...
That is the whole thing. They want to de-arm the population. They want the population to give up their weapons. That is why when all these mass shootings are going on, it's not a discussion about how we're going to heal the minds of these crazy people who decide to shoot other people. No, it's the weapon. Exactly what they want.
Hold on to that, Ole. We will be right back in just a few minutes with more with Ole Damgaard. And guys, this is information you need to get out there and share. It is critically important and it can save lives. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
These guys are hammers. And hammers, everything looks like nails.
I heard that.
You were meant to. So you see something that's important, you call it out, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. Mother Nature is a serial killer. No one's better. More creative. Like all serial killers, she can't help the urge to want to get caught. And what good are all those brilliant crimes if no one takes the credit? So she leaves crumbs. Now the hard part is seeing the crumbs for the clues they are. Sometimes the thing you thought was the most brutal aspect turns out to be the chink in its armor. And she loves disguising her weaknesses as strengths.
If you can fight, fight.
Head north if you can.
Hello? Is there anyone out there hearing this?
Help each other.
Mexico City has been declared complete lost.
Be prepared for anything. Our war has just begun.
We are the hammers, and we are the nails. The world stands upon the precipice of total insanity, and we need you, and we hope you need us, bringing information, news, and as much truth as we can eke out before Mother Nature turns us to crumbs. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, working to become millions of voices singing in unison to bring the sanity back home.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Is your data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? Is survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hands? So when they get things fixed and repaired, you can say, hey, look, this is what I had. You have it. I want it back. Is your personal data safe? Family records, addresses, phone numbers? We'll squeeze on over to freedomslips.com. Yes, that's www.freedomslips.com. Click the banner on the homepage for the EMP-proof bullet drive to get the full scoop of everything that we offer. So, folks, keep your data safe for your peace of mind. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Revolution Radio. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, my friends, we are back. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falkov, and it's a pleasure to have reconnected, and I'm being optimistic, Ole. Let's hear how you sound. I hope we've got a better connection.
I sound like this. I don't know. Is that better or worse?
Yay! It's much better. Okay. Thank you.
So that's the way when you look for a doctor, she can make miracles.
Well, my friend producer Jerry sent me a message. I was getting all these pop-up messages. So he said, just sign off and sign back on. So it worked, and you sound wonderful. Oh, my gosh. You were talking about guns and that we are the only country that has them, and that's why we have all of this insanity going on. Are we really the only country?
The only one with weapons to the extent that you have. I mean, you are a very, very violent nation by history.
It's a violent human race, yes. Go on.
No, but really, if you look at it, there's your history has been built on a lot of violence and the rights to carry arms. And this is why they have such problems with the arms. And that is why all these so-called mass shootings are happening with you. There are things like that happening in other countries as well, but on a much, much smaller scale. But that's just because very few people have them in normally.
Okay. Well, yeah, it truly is such a mess here. And I think part of the challenge is the American people believe the propaganda, and it's really hard to get any kind of change when people are believing the lies that everything's the best out of everywhere in the world, and that boggles my mind.
It boggles the rest of the world as well. It's like no, but when you hear no disrespect, absolutely no disrespect. But when you hear Americans speak about America, and it's like that is the only country existing in the rest of the world, and maybe this might come as a news to some, but there's a whole world around America,
yep,
existing of many, many different countries that many people have not even heard about, and that are living happily without. I'm just saying you have been indoctrinated big time, I would say.
Yes.
And since you are showing the way for the rest of the world, because you are so influential to the rest of so many other countries, I think it's very important that you start living by example and create a beautiful way of living that could be then spread around. Because at the moment, it's messed up big time.
Well, you know, the quick solution to have a beautiful way of living where we can set an example for people around the world is by changing our government, getting rid of this corrupt system, and having more civilian representation. I think that's the only way for every single country. And I know way too many people, not just Americans, but in other countries, they're happy to pass the buck and not have to be involved and be at meetings of any kind. But I'm curious is what you think about this, Ole. I see it as a turning point right now where we're at a point where we can make a difference, we can get things back, but it requires everybody getting involved. What do you think about that?
I don't know the solution. I really don't. What I do know is that when you are born, when you're a child, you know inside you, your soul inside you, know that it's not right to kill something, that it's not right to hurt somebody else, that it's not right to steal, that you are being born with all these morals. And then, unfortunately, us adults mess our children up and they start losing this beautiful moral ethic that they were born with. And I think the closer we can come back to our starting point, you know, also where most, if not all religions, the basic, what they say is more or less the same, I would say. And if we can just follow that, I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about the spiritual rules in the universe that we're being born into. If we can just follow these simple rules, then my God, the world would look so, so much better. I also would like to say that in the intermission, there was some voiceover saying something about Mother Nature being a serial killer. I think that is so, so unfair, because my God, is she forgiving or not? I mean, it's incredible
yes.
what she's taking from yes. us without any protest. Just keep giving, giving, giving. I mean, I think that was so unfair. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, the owner of the network who does a lot of these sound editings, he looks at these iconic movies and grabs these sound bites from them to make a point. But I certainly agree with you. We have abused this planet, and somehow or other we're able to come back each time. At some point we won't be able to. So.
But also when you track down so much that is messed up in nature, it's not nature that is messed up. It is what we're doing with her. And now when they threw all these chemtrails and HARP and so have been weaponizing weather as well, so that they're knocking countries out one by one through the weather. I mean, it's not Mother Nature. It is, once again, you track the trails and it's right back to the same power elite, so-called. Power elite. They love calling themselves the elite. I would like to call them the minority or the lightless or something less flattering.
Low lives.
That could be low lives in nice suits, or just super gangsters. Because I've been focusing on assassinations and terror acts for, like I said, 30 years, and I tell you, if in my humble opinion, the takeover or the cold-blooded killing of JFK was a coup d'etat, more or less globally. It was a violent overtake, and the people that killed him have stayed in power ever since. All the rest of the presidents have just been another front face of the same very, very brutal war machine that took over that day on the 22nd of November 1963. So this is a major reason why there's no change. You think that, oh, now we're going to elect a new president, everything's going to be fine. They promise a lot, they get elected, it sounds great, and then it goes downhill on the exact same agenda every single time, because they are in the same club.
Yep. Oh, I think that was made. That case was made, Ole, in the election between George W. Bush and John Kerry. And when Tim Russert interviewed each of them individually, he was asking them about their membership in Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones.
You watched that too?
Yeah, I know all of these things.
So what did you think? Because here, they both gave the exact same answer. Oh, we can't discuss this. That's our, our first allegiance. We can't talk about it with you. That's private.
But this has been known for 50 years. It's just that normal people do not wake up to it, to the fact that, my God, what is going on, And
sure.
they treat us with no respect, this global elite. They see us as, like Ken Henry Kissinger so poetically put it, useless eaters,
Mm-hmm.
They have
sure.
no respect whatsoever. And we don't really deserve respect either, because when you can be manipulated to this degree for such a long time with lies that are so incredibly bad.
Yep.
I mean, you have, take the Pentagon, for instance. There's this plane that should have hit it. The hole is the size of a missile, and they say that a big 757 has entered the building. Okay, so why is there no debris? The explanation that most of us still believe to this day is that it vaporized. Can you imagine if I came home and I lost my car somewhere and I wrote to the insurance company, was it stolen? No, it vaporized. Would
mm-hmm.
they believe it? Would they believe it? No. But we are supposed to believe lies like that, and we do. So I can understand that they don't have too much respect for us.
It's pretty challenging. And I know you agreed about the pharmaceutical situation. You said that in Spain, that the slightest little ache or pain, that the people are running to get medication to treat it, and that's similar through most of Europe. It's really challenging for us to motivate the people and get them to understand and I guess dig out from all the years of brainwashing. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, Ole.
Yep.
That's
but it's by studying history. You have to track down back in history who created these organizations, who created this type of education for doctors, who are financing, sponsoring, who are giving all these free conferences, who are giving all these bonuses for using medicine, who all of this, and you will track it down, track it back to the Rockefeller and these type of families who are behind it. And most medicine are actually made from petroleum products. I mean, leftovers from the petroleum industry, you know, instead of natural medicine that
sure.
you go out in the forest and find, which is made and designed to heal us. Instead, we pump our bodies with all this awful stuff with so many side effects that it's creepy. And then we wonder, I still don't feel well. How come?
Well, you've got a whole new set of symptoms to make sure you keep coming back. It's the best business plan I've ever encountered, that of pharmaceutical drugs.
Yep, I totally agree with you. Now they're coming up with a new one, same owners, but it's privately owned prisons instead, so that they get people sentenced for absolutely nothing, and they get them sentenced for 40, 50, 60 years. And that is a major business as well. Same people, more income.
So is this happening in Europe now that's going on, that they're privatizing prison systems?
Not like in the States. Not. I mean,
okay.
you are way ahead of us, thank God. But when you look at the percentage now in the States, I mean, people in prison, it is way, way, way beyond it has ever been in countries that was earlier labeled as terror countries.
Yeah,
you know, or dictatorships like Mao Zedong or Stalin, you are way beyond that now. So it is really, you are in a very critical situation. And I'm very sorry that you have to go through this. But it is a major wake-up call, I would say.
Oh, most definitely. And you know what's so astonishing as well? The solution is an easy one. It just takes people learning how to work together again and bringing it down to the neighborhood and community levels and rebuilding from there. And it's that simple that they will go to any length to convince us that we can't do anything. I was going to say, what do you think about that? Do you think we can?
Totally. Totally. I'm super optimistic. I do not doubt this at all. It's just a matter of time, and I think it's just down the road, I tell you. But it is at a situation where each and every one of us have, once again, this famous mirror on the wall. And a very good question was the one that JFK asked. Do not ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Sure.
And I would say make that globally instead, what you can do for the globe. And it is not such a difficult thing to do. It's very easy, actually, because this elite few, they are very aware of that they cannot control strong people, spiritually strong people, you know, that will not be messed around. They can control normal people when they are totally depressed, sad, egotistic, totally focused on their own problems, you know, depressed, all of these. That is where they can control you. And this is why media is pumping out all these horrendous things all the time. It is designed to keep you down in as low energy as possible, because that is where they can control you. But if you, so many times people come to me and say, but what can I do? I mean, I'm not a conspiracy expert. I'm not somebody who wants to devote my life to this. What can I do? Very simple. Wake up and then build up your inner muscles, your spiritual muscles by one way of, you don't have to believe in religion or anything like that, but fill your heart with gratitude. The more gratitude you feel, the stronger your energy becomes. The stronger your energy, the more good you can do for the world. And one of the best ways to get strong is go out and help someone who is in a worse situation than yourself. There are plenty out there, I tell you. Look for possibilities to help, because it's so wonderful, because acts of kindness, especially random acts of kindness, when somebody sees, when you give something without expecting anything back, that is very important. You cannot expect a thank you or anything. Just give straight from your heart. It makes you feel better. The one receiving it, if they can feel that there are no hooks attached or no strings, they feel better. Any person that sees that act of kindness will also feel better and raise the energy. You know, it's so easy.
Yeah.
You drive down the toll road, pay for the one who comes after you, totally anonymous. That can make a massive impact on someone else's life. You know, maybe that person is really sad and depressed and almost about to give up hope. And then he comes and they say, no, the guy in front of you just paid. That is like a miracle, because it can give somebody hope, you know.
Yeah, that's a biggie. Please continue.
No, and you know, pay for somebody's coffee without them knowing it. You leave the restaurant, just pay. It's like 50 cent or a dollar or something like that. Can make a massive impact. Random act, instead of drive-by shootings, do drive-by huggings. Go out, clean your neighbor's garden when they're not home, you know, so when they come home, maybe they start believing in miracles, you know. And these things just boost the energy of your neighborhood.
Most definitely.
Live by example. There's so many beautiful examples out there of young people who start growing their veggies and you know, turn awful neighborhoods into a beautiful place to be, and just let the whole thing grow, you know, flower, blossom. The thing is, your soul knows it. When it feels good inside of you, you know you are on the right track. When you do not feel good, you're off track. And most of the time, the reason why you do not feel good is because you've been thinking too much about yourself. This is not a healthy state of mind. I, me, mine. It is not a healthy state. It will take you down a track that in the end will lead to depression. So instead of I, say we, and instead of thinking I, think we, and do things for other people. If you don't know what to do, just go out through the door. I tell you, you will see people all over the place that needs help, that could do with a hand here or whatever. You know, just be kind, spread kindness, and this will build up your muscles so that one day when you're being confronted by some very violent person, maybe in a uniform, you will be able to stay focused and focus in love, in the power of love. I'm not talking about this, I love you, baby, because I fancy you, that type of love, or in love. I'm talking about the power of love. The people like Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, they were talking about it. I think they were like super hackers, these guys, because they cracked the code of this universe, saying there is a shortcut. There is a shortcut. Whatever the problem is, meet it with a high frequency. And the highest frequency is the one we call love. And this is what this elite group fear that we will find out. They want to keep us down. They want to get us away from the real power, which we label love. So the more you can go into that area, that is where magic happens, because they can't hold you anymore. And so if I'm confronted by, I've been in war zones, I've been in very violent places, and I tell you, the miracle of love is incredible. If you can focus in a very scary situation, maybe you're being threatened, maybe somebody is putting a weapon to your head. If you can focus on love instead of fear, I'm not saying this is easy, but what I try to do is, I have this word, divine, that's the one that works for me. I know it sounds a bit wee-o-wee-o maybe for some people, but if I look at this screaming face in front of me and I just keep my mind occupied by the word divine, 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 divine. He's somebody's father. He's somebody's son. Divine, divine. He's my brother. He's, do you know, like that.
Sure.
He stands screaming at me. I do not listen to his words. I just try and see the divine in him, you know. And if I can stay focused like that, then something happens. I don't know what it is, but it's a miracle, and I've seen it repeatedly. And what happens is it diffuses the situation. If you go into fear mode, you're in his ball game, and the chances of you getting hurt is very big. If you stay in love, if you focus, I mean, we're talking about a mindset here, something beautiful happens, and then the situation somehow diffuses, and then maybe a few minutes down the road, you're sitting next to him, and he's talking about his wife who doesn't understand him, or you're talking about a fishing trip he had with his son or something. It is incredible what happens. So focus on love and stay out of fear. That would be a major advice from my point.
Definitely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it's so intriguing because just from what you're saying, I see you go out and talk to people. That's what I do. And how do we get the audience to understand what they're missing, the rich experience and the appreciation for their actions? Let's get back to that when we return, Ole. Stay with us, people. There's more to come. I'm Dr. Robin Falkov, and with me is Ole Damgaard. We will be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Anti-aircraft guns went into action against unidentified aircraft in the Los Angeles area shortly after 3 a.m. Pacific wartime this morning.
We are far stronger than we were 10 weeks ago.
General Waters, all hands man your battle stations.
Be nervous, watch your toes. I'll do the mastermind around here.
You who have not seen it do not know what hell looks like from the top.
Bam, check it out every Tuesday and Saturday on Revolution Radio. It's a double dose of the internationally recognized renegade military historian, Douglas Dietrich.
You'll stay right where you are till I tell you to move out.
Yeah, that's right. Tuesdays from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, join Douglas Dietrich as he exposes the truth in hidden history on his show, Critical Omissions. And then our human weapon of mass destruction is back once again to take your calls on Saturday night firing lines, both from 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Enjoy your
extra big-ass fries!
You didn't give me no fries, I got an empty box.
Would you like another?
Extra big-ass fries!
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
No, no!
Well, I'm sorry you had
come on!
Trouble.
My kids are starving!
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance. This station is 100% listener-supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer, long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if food prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or if you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic. Don't be part of the problem. be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What we do in life, it goes in eternity.
Wadia will remain a dictatorship.
Or be quiet.
Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship.
You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth.
You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
I know this is hard for you Americans to imagine, but please try.
Revolution Radio. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we are back. You are listening to Event Horizons. We are so appreciative that you're here with us. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falco. Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon every day. Lots of information, lots to cover, lots going on. For those of you who are tuning in this time, I want to say a big thank you for making us the number one listener-sponsored radio network. It means a lot to us. We certainly understand just how, what can I say? How crazy things are. And it's crazy across the board. I mean, this has been a created situation, or as one would say, we're a captured program. And it is time to ourselves, plain and simple, free ourselves around the world. So for those of you in our audience, people, get involved, please, guys. You'll feel so good that you do so. Go to the chat rooms, go to the round tables at night. Everybody's welcome. So be with like-minded people. That's what Ole and I were talking about at the end of the other program, how important it is to reach out to others, how important it is to connect on that network and community, on that neighborhood, rather, and community level. Because that's where our true power lies, and that's where we are able to do, I think, pretty much anything our hearts desire. God bless you, Ole. How are you?
I'm very blessed, thank you.
Good.
Super good.
Good. So I heard your lighter, and okay.
I did not. I don't smoke. I never smoked in my life.
So. That's good. I was thinking,
Nope. But I'll tell you one thing that I would just for focusing so much on problems to see if they can focus on a solution.
I'm sorry.
I'm the universe.
What you said, yeah. Please, it just broke up.
No, I said that I think it's very important to also try not to focus too much on problems, but focus more on the solution we want. I want the world to, and the future.
I keep losing you. I'm not quite sure what the problem is. Gosh, your sound quality is good, but now it's Skype that's disconnecting. Okay, let me see. Let me just call you back, or are we going to let Skype fix it? Hang in there with us, guys. It's always a challenge to know, do I let Skype fix it? And it seems it worked. Hopefully this will take care of it all right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I want to hear what you have to say. You're back. Yeah, everybody wants to hear what you have to say.
No, I just think that it's very important not to focus too much on the problems and just see problems, but instead really focus on what it is we want to create and what type of future we want to see, how we want to feel in this new future and so on. Because in my humble opinion, there are some rules in this universe we live in, and most people are not aware of the rules, the game rules or whatever you want to call it, of life.
Mm-hmm.
I would humbly suggest that what we think of is like a pre-trailer of what's coming. The more we focus on something, the more we start attracting it into our lives. Mm-hmm. And then by adding emotion, it's the emotion that is like a magnet that starts pulling it into our lives. If you notice when you start, maybe you want to buy a new car of a certain brand like that, suddenly you start seeing the same car, or your wife is pregnant, suddenly you see pregnant people all over the place, or you think you're getting bald, then you will see bald people everywhere. And this is what you focus on then. If you add an emotion, either positive or negative, the more you add an emotion, the more it will be pulled in to your reality. That is at least the way I see it. And so I think it's very important to focus on the good things and how we want to create this, instead of amplifying the bad that is already there. I'm not saying be blind to it in any way or form, but be aware of not to add too many strong feelings to the problem. Add the feelings to the solution instead, and do that by amplifying really beautiful and strong good feelings to pull in the good one and let go of the bad one.
Very good advice. I really like what you've shared in the perspective for people to try to maintain so that they can be more effective, because all this other stuff is just out there to undermine us, to cripple us, to keep us so fearful that we can't think straight.
And this is, you know, I know more about these things than anyone else I know. I should be hanging from a rope from the ceiling, you know, but I feel so positive. And is that because after all of these years, I managed to find a balance, how to detach myself from the awful. I mean, I'm here exposing most of the time in all these interviews, exposing absolute awful things, atrocities, mass murders, serial killings. I mean, awful stuff. But by detaching emotionally from it, then I can focus on really making a difference, and then add the gratitude of having my beautiful family and friends and my life and my body. These type of things, by adding the gratitude, then I can rise above it and do something about it. Because if I'm depressed, I'm not doing good for anyone. I'm just being useless and a burden to everyone else.
Most definitely. We have a children's cartoon program here called G.I. Joe. And one of the phrases that are always attributed to this character, it's one of his lines, and that's the fact that knowing is half the battle. And it's so true. And when we look at the conditions in the world today, I mean, what seems to be, you know, do you see what I'm seeing with all the cover-ups at every level all around this planet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So much cover-up. I mean, you cannot believe it. It's unreal. But once again, it's because they don't want us to understand. They do not want us to see what's going on. So these cover-ups are part of they're designed to be there. And like he said, what was that? Knowledge is half the solution. Yeah, totally. So I'd say study history, because these people have been around for a long time. The methods are old. They use old Roman tactics. You can study. You can see how they're being carried out. And once you start getting it and you start seeing the picture of what is actually going on, you buy it. You watch a magician doing a trick with his left hand and you think, oh my God, that's pure magic. But then one day you suddenly see that he's got his right hand behind his back, and that's where the whole action is. So once you figure it out, you won't buy into it. The next time you try with the left hand, you say, oh, no, come on, give me a break. I know how you're doing that.
Yep.
And this is a nonviolent way of defusing their power structure, you know, to just take the power away from them by turning the light on. They've been hiding in the shadows for such a long time. Turn the light on.
Most definitely. I'm very curious about one of the research projects that you did about Bob Marley. And you said that there are the same common denominators there for why he died. Could you fill us in on that, please?
Yeah, of course. The thing is that what many of these people that have been taken out have in common is that they were absolute beautiful people that were standing up for all these beautiful ethic, moral things that most normal people want, like peace, harmony, unity, a happy life, you know. Mm-hmm. And Bob Marley was a very, very powerful young man. He grew up as a half-breed, a mulatto. His father was a white man. His mother was a Jamaican black woman. And so he was an outcast on Jamaica. He grew up like that. Nobody wanted him. But that also was like going through boot camp for him. So he came out very strong. And he found a way to express himself, and that was through music. So he created this band called the Wailers. And through his music, he suddenly started reaching out, and he became a symbol for unity, a symbol for how to unite people and also expose these things that are not right, you know. And then, so anyone who looks upon him like a dope-smoking, no-brainer who was absolutely useless, totally wrong. This was a very, very powerful individual who did smoke marijuana and cannabis, yes. But otherwise than that, very, very, very strong, determined, balanced individual.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
No, so the thing was that in mid-70s, Kissinger and the CIA, they were going from country to country in South America, trying to knock them out one by one. They were behind the coup in Chile, in Argentina, in Bolivia. They were trying to knock out the countries one by one. And they did it in different ways, either by military coups or financial mayhem through the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. They just knocked them out. Or by internal, you know, to try divide and conquer. Exactly. And in the mid-70s, in 75, they aimed at Jamaica. So Kissinger went down there and they started creating absolute mayhem on the island. They pumped in guns, they started the fires, they burnt crops, they did a lot of sabotage, a lot of violence. And one of the people, I think in the last program we talked about Operation 40, didn't we?
Yes, you mentioned it. We didn't go into a lot of detail, though.
Okay, Operation 40 was a team of super skilled assassins that was created under the supervision of President Dwight Eisenhower, who gave the task to his vice president, Richard Nixon, to create this team of assassins that mostly consisted of exiled Cubans that were recruited in Miami, supervised by veterans from the CIA, David Attlee Phillips, Ted Shackley, E. Howard Hunt, and people like that. And the paymaster for this group was no one else than George Bush Sr. The thing with this team of assassins is that it was part, they first aimed it at Fidel Castro, failed to get rid of him. Then Operation 40 was a major part of the JFK assassination. In another program, I can go into extreme details about how it was carried out, where the shooters were positioned, who all of them were, and so on. But major players were Operation 40, this team of assassins. They were also, one of them were the one that actually killed John Lennon, and they were, one of them were tracked down and killed Che Guevara in Bolivia. They were very central in the whole Iran-Contra scandal, this Operation 40, and they were also the burglars of the Watergate scandal, and so on. They were also, some of them were part in the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister 23 years later, after Dallas. And so, they've been very, very central, very, very active.
So is this like the assassin team that gets sent out around the world for any country?
Yeah, they've been flown around. They changed the name of Operation 40, but the core group has stayed very active, and some of them are still alive, still being active to this very day. Incredible.
Wow.
But they've been involved in so much of the terror that has been inflicted on this world, this little core group. Anyway, so they were also behind the coup in Chile when they took out Salvador Allende. Once again, with Henry Kissinger very active in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And they blew up Orlando Letier and Washington, D.C. And anyway, one of them even became the head of the CIA, Porter Goss, under George Bush. But later, he quit very early. But we go back to Bob.
Okay, guys, my apologies. There was an issue with my Skype line. What can I tell you? I'm getting Ole back for us right now, and I'm trying to do this as seamlessly as possible. So it's just one of those Monday mornings. Fortunately, we're able to fix things. We're able to get Ole back, and we're able to pick up where we left off. And we've been talking about Operation 40, and Ole was telling us that this is an assassin team that has been used for years for assassinations as diverse as that of Allende, Kennedy, and you said Bob Marley as well, Ole?
Yeah, Robert Kennedy, there was one of the team members, his name was David Morales. He was one of the supervisors of the Robert Kennedy assassination at the Ambassador Hotel. They've been very, very central in hundreds of assassinations and terror acts. In my book, Coup d'etat in slow motion, that you can find on my website, lightonconspiracies.com. I described one of them. His name was Orlando Bosch. And just to show the type of people we're talking about, it's page up and page down, page up, page down, page up, page down of terror acts that he personally was part of. They blew up airliners. They, you know,
wow.
Unreal. And then in the end, he was put in jail and then pardoned by no one less than George Bush Sr. Very central figure, this George Bush Sr., in a lot of atrocities, I tell you. Super, super, super criminal. Anyway, when it came to Bob Marley, in 75, they sent in teams to totally destabilize the island, trying to take over. And it came to a point where there were martial law on the island. And Bob Marley was asked to try and unite, to put sort of like to get the whole country back in balance and peace. And he agreed upon taking part of a concert, a peace concert.
Oh, how interesting. Okay, so this was all a plan to attain a goal, the whole presentation of Bob Marley and his music? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely not. They were trying to destabilize the country. He was being pulled in as one that could make something good.
Okay. You know?
And what he did was he made this concert. But before that, just a week before the concert, there was a team of assassins that attacked the house where he was living, the studio. And he, his wife, and his manager were in the kitchen. And a team that I believe was led by a member of Operation 40, his name was Luis Posada Carrillas, very, very central in these same different attacks that I told you about. They worked in this small group for many, many years. And this team came in and somebody just pulled up the kitchen door and started shooting right into the kitchen. Bob Marley's wife was hit in the head, in the back of the head. His manager was shot 4 or 5 times. And Bob Marley was, there was a bullet that just, it touched his chest and then lodged in his arm. But this thing, it was a miracle that he wasn't killed there.
Sure.
But this thing, even though he was under this incredible threat, he went through with a concert and it blew people away because everybody was warning him, they're going to take you out, they're going to take you out. But he came up, he did the whole show, and he managed to get the two leaders of the two major parties on the island up on stage shaking hands. You know?
Wow. Wow.
But at the same time, that also showed the elite that, my God, you can't mess around with this guy because what are we going to do? So about a week after the concert, Bob Marley was approached by a filmer of documentaries. His name was Carl Colby, and he approached Bob saying, you know, we would really like to make a documentary about you and the whole Rastafari movement and all of these things. Would you be up for it? And Bob said, yeah, for sure. And as a gesture, as a thank you gesture, Carl Colby gave Bob Marley a pair of cowboy boots. Now, Bob was very much into fitness. You know, he loved playing football and he kept very, very fit. And he loved jeans and boots. So it was a perfect gift for him. So people who were there was this, I can't remember his name, Lili or something like that, a very famous photographer from Hollywood was there at the time when he received these boots. And he said that when Bob pulled one of the boots on, he suddenly screamed and then pulled it off. And it turned out that there was a piece of copper wire inside the boot that had punctured his big toe.
Oh, my God.
Now, this toe is later the place where he developed cancer. I don't know about you, but I have very rarely heard about big toe cancer. But that is where it started, in this big toe that had been punctured.
How bizarre. Yeah, no, I didn't really follow things with Bob Marley. You know, it just wasn't my world then. But no. This is incredible. So,
but can I just...
Yeah, please continue with these secret murder techniques.
Okay, because who was Carl Colby? Was he just any, documentary maker? No. He was the son of Bill Colby, the chief of the CIA. Okay, coincidence or not? I'm not saying that Carl Colby did this on purpose. I would not be surprised if he had been tricked into doing it without knowing that he was actually delivering a deadly gift to Bob Marley. But I want to point out, though, that Carl Colby was also one of the main witnesses in the O.J. Simpson trial, because he was a neighbor of James O.J.'s wife that was murdered. So once again, you have these people, they have a very bad habit of popping up in very central cases when it comes to world history. And anyway, so nothing really happened after that. But 6 months or so down the road, he started having major problems with his foot. And there was especially one time where they were playing football and somebody stepped on his toe and the toe just more or less exploded. And that was when they really got very concerned. He was advised to amputate the toe or the foot. And he just absolutely refused because music, dancing, that was his world, and football. And also when you see the power that the cannabis plant has, cannabis oil has on cancer, many experts say that it was due to him using a lot of cannabis that delayed this cancer for such a long time, because he didn't die until 81, like 6 years later. But he knew from about 1977 that he was dying, so he just did everything he could to do as much possible while he was alive. And during that time, he started dating the daughter of the dictator in Sierra Leone in Africa. I don't think he knew that she was the daughter of this dictator, but he went there. And later on, I think after they split up, but Africa became more and more interested of him because as a uniting symbol and icon. And then when Rhodesia, when that went into Zimbabwe, when they made their own state,
the change, yeah.
They threw out the white government and took over and made it, a free state.
Mm-hmm.
He, Bob Marley himself, paid to get all his equipment shipped down to Zimbabwe, where he held a freedom concert down there. And there was such a, there was so many people wanted to come and see him that they had made like a big fenced-in area. I think there was like 70,000 people. I don't know the numbers really, but thousands and thousands of people there. And then somebody managed to pull down the fence, and another additional, I don't know how many thousand people came in there.
Oh my gosh.
So there was panic broke out, and riot police came in. They started shooting tear gas and everything. And all the band, they left the stage except for Bob Marley. He stood there with tear gas all around him, with people lying down, being afraid of being shot at. He stood there and played the whole concert through.
Oh, my God, I never heard any of this, Ole.
And then that was the point where they said, oh, my God, we need to stop this guy because he is unstoppable. You know, he knew that he also knew that he was dying. He had nothing to fear.
Yeah.
So that is when he was approached, if I remember right, he was approached by a doctor called Dr. Issels, a German doctor.
Oh, yeah, Issels, yes, very, very well known for cancer.
Well, there's some people that say have made research saying that he was part of the Nazi regime. I'm not sure if this is the same doctor. If so, then I take off my hat and say I don't know. But I know that Bob Marley's mother, the information I've been given, if that is correct, she said that he was being treated in a very, very awful way. They took him to Switzerland, and he was being handled very, very brutally, given shots, in a very painful way. They got rid of his hair, they starved him, and he died almost from starvation in the end.
Okay, Ole, we're going to break. Let's come back to this. Guys, stay with us. We've got more for you in the last half hour of the show. I think I blinked, Ole, and the time just flew by. We'll be right back.
We see it in the global uprisings and demonstrations of the people around the planet and the new way of thinking and living that is arising naturally within each one of us and our communities. I have been a major player in this global shift and movement for over 20 years and have helped tens of thousands of people around the world change their lives and find their voice in order to help create the paradigm change we so desperately need. Join me here at Revolution Radio on the Just Bernard Show every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time for 2 hours of powerful interviews and discussion with some of the most influential visionaries of consciousness, alternative media, and suppressed knowledge. We promise to reveal the real matrix and empower your human experience.
These guys are hammers, and to hammers everything looks like nails.
I heard that.
You were meant to. So you see something that's important, you call it out, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. Mother Nature is a serial killer. No one's better, more creative. Like all serial killers, she can't help the urge to want to get caught. But what good are all those brilliant crimes if no one takes the credit? So she leaves crumbs. Now the hard part is seeing the crumbs for the clues they are. Sometimes the thing you thought was the most brutal Ashbat turns out to be the chink in its armor, and she loves disguising her weaknesses as strengths.
If you can fight, fight.
Head north if you can.
Hello? Is there anyone out there hearing this?
Help each other.
Mexico City has been declared complete loss.
Be prepared for anything. Our war has just begun.
We are the hammers, and we are the nails. The world stands upon the precipice of total insanity. And we need you, and we hope you need us, bringing information, news, and as much truth as we can eke out before Mother Nature turns us to crumbs. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, working to become millions of voices singing in unison to bring the sanity back home.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Radio. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we are back. Oh, my gosh, guys. So much going on. I just sent you a link that I found, Ole, about, you know, some of the other theories out there about what happened with Bob Marley. This is absolutely fascinating, hearing, you know, the story from your perspective, the evidence that you found.
I can tell you about John Lennon as well, if you want.
Sure. What ever happened to the rest of Marley's family? I mean, did they know what happened, what went on, and they were just too afraid to speak out?
No, I mean, that he had cancer, that was not a secret. How he got it, I don't know. But, I mean, what could they have done? They were just trying to you know, fight for his life, and they failed.
Yeah. One of many sad stories like that. So
it is because many of these people that have been taken out have been absolutely beautiful, like Gandhi, Lady Diana, Bob Marley, John Lennon, JFK, Martin Luther King. I mean, the world would not have been the same place if they had stayed here, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, we've got to make it better. So,
we are doing our best.
Okay, well, let everybody know another one of these stories that they had no idea were connected with each other. So, go ahead. What do you think will drive the point home for the audience, Ole? Which additional murder?
No, it's. I'm just. I don't know. I've done hundreds of interviews, and I keep repeating myself, and it's new to people all the time, and I just continue, and then I see more and more people are being affected, because it's so like when the evidence is so obvious after a while, when you just can't deny it anymore, then it comes to a point where like, oh my God, and then there's this awakening, and at the moment I think it's a beautiful time to be alive. There's a video I absolutely love on YouTube. It's called something like How a Movement is Created. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
On my website, if you scroll down on the first page, way down below, there's this video, and it's from a rock concert. And somebody's just filming, you know, it's a grassy slope and there's people sitting around listening to the music. And then one guy stands up, throws off his shirt and starts dancing. I mean, really awful. He has no rhythm, no nothing.
Oh, but, poor thing.
But he's very happy. And he just gives it the, you know, totally in it. So he starts dancing and people are sort of laughing, pointing at him, saying, oh my God, look at that weirdo over there. Then after a little while, a second guy comes up. Same thing there. He looks like a frog in a mixer. No rhythm or dance. But the first one really embraces him and welcomes him. So the two are dancing and people are laughing at them. Then a third one comes. Then a fourth. Then a fifth. Then a sixth. Then a seventh. And then I tell you, within a few minutes, the whole area is dancing. Because the people that are still sitting, suddenly they feel on the outside. And that's what some maybe people fear. So from one crazy guy or one truth theorist or whatever you want to call them, one truth seeker, then this joining is not like a linear development that it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, all of you. And this is what is happening at the moment, that the whole world is waking up, I think, but we're not aware of it because we media says absolute nothing about it. It's not being presented in any way. But I for sure can tell a massive difference from all the years I've been down this road. I had an email just a few days ago where in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, they started every Monday, people gather to exchange information. They gather in big groups, and this has spread to, I think, 110 different cities now in just a short while. I love it.
Yes. Wow.
And have you read about it?
No.
This is the thing. You just because you don't see it in the news does not say that it doesn't happen.
Sure. Wow, that's great news. Gosh, well, and you know, people hearing your words, Ole, that's what helps to give them the courage to stand up and make a difference in their own communities.
I very much hope so. And I tell you, I would like to say one more thing.
Sure.
I have spent 30 years. I've lost friends. I changed countries. I know many other researchers as well. Some of them are not with us anymore, that have risked everything for the good of all. You know. For normal people who do not know what to do, please support us. You know, even small money does not matter, but financially, every single one of us that I know are on our knees financially, and I think it's actually not fair. And so I really would like to say to people, if you want to be part of making a difference, some of us are more than willing to stand in the front line, take the fire, risk our lives. But please, we need support as well. So support Robin, support myself, support many other researchers. And also because that also gives us hope. Because when I'm sitting here, I have no idea what's going on out there, if I make a difference, if it's worth the price my family has to pay and so on. So I ask you, please support us. There are donation buttons on more or less all of our websites. Support us. Just give us some kind of input from your end as well. Very, very appreciated.
Well, and I hear what you're saying, Ole, and it's so true. So many of us are facing exactly what you've described, because this whole network, all of the hosts are all volunteer, the staff is all volunteer, the producers, everybody. So, you know, our dedication is to getting the truth out so that everybody else can make informed decisions, which is virtually impossible unless you know what the other positions are, what your other options are. So, yes, there's great need. And let's give out your website again. That's Light On
conspiracies.com.
Yeah, so have a PayPal button there?
I've got donations, sign up for my newsletter, buy my book, you know, whatever. Everything makes a difference.
Okay.
And also the name is very handpicked, Light on Conspiracies.
Oh, it's great. Yes, I got it right away.
Because this is where I come. I'm not here to spread fear, anger, hatred in or violence in any way. I'm totally against this. I'm totally pro peace, but also pro fearlessly exposing this elite group, because what they are up to, absolutely not okay. Can I speak directly to the elite?
Yeah, of course. You can say whatever you like, yeah.
Okay, I would like to speak directly to members of the elite.
Okay.
I can understand if you are fearful of us. What you have been up to for such a long time is with totally without honor or any kind of dignity or any kind of grace or goodness for the rest of us. I know that you have been controlled by extreme desires or desire for power or whatever it is that drives you. I do not understand it. But we have come to a point now where it is too late. We're beyond the tipping point and the ship is going down. You know it. Before you go to bed every night, you are having thoughts that, oh my God, what is going to happen when they find out that we have been robbing them and rape and plunder for such a long time. I can totally understand if you're fearful of us, but I for one say that if you have the courage, I'm talking real courage now, not hiding in the shadows, pulling off some awful wars against innocent countries and people that have no possibility to even defend themselves thousands of miles from where you are. I'm talking about real courage, meaning for you to step forward, become whistleblowers, expose what you have been part of, take whatever punishment that are in there, if there is a punishment. But I, for one, will welcome anyone that shows that type of courage. And the more you come from a point of, if you feel like it, then say, I so deeply regret what I've been part of. What is done cannot be undone. It doesn't matter how bad I feel. It will not solve the problem. The only way forward is by transparency, by exposing what's going on so that the rest of us can understand, be enlightened, be informed, and make just choices of how to carry on.
Sure.
And I would just welcome every one of you who have this kind of courage, because the ship is going down. I tell you, in 2000, I don't know, it was a few years ago, there was a war tribune in Kuala Lumpur where Tony Blair, Dick Cheney, and George Bush Jr., boy George, were sentenced for crimes against humanity, crimes against peace, for this absolute, totally unjust war on Afghanistan and Iraq, totally based on one major lie, fake terror by insiders themselves creating this whole thing. They were all sentenced, their cases were tried, none of them had the guts, of course, to appear in court, but this was a court of international judges and lawyers. They had all the witnesses there, they went through the whole court case, and these sentences were carried out and transported to the War Tribune in Hague, where they still are active. On the 31st of March this year, this English Queen, Queen Elizabeth II of Windsor, and the former Pope was tried for child genocide. Child genocide. I mean, these are heavy, heavy accusations.
Yeah.
A few years ago, Queen Beatrix said, shit, I am out of here. It's getting too close. Now the Spanish king has suddenly bad health. You know, he's on crutches and saying, oh, I'm sorry, I had to get out as well. We will see, if I'm correct, we will see a long row of people now when the thing is going down that will start jumping off. And the sooner the better. The sooner they jump off, the warmer the welcome from the rest of us. The longer they wait, the colder the embrace. And people who have been helping these people, because soon the so-called elite will be seen as the enemy, just like when Hitler went down from having been the Führer and everybody was worshipping, then suddenly he was the bad guy. And anyone that was connected with him came out as a really in an awful situation. I would say everyone of us who are in any way or form helping and working for their agenda needs to wake up. And if possible, take a step out, take a step to the side, say, I'm not willing to take part of this anymore. People working in the FEMA camps, contractors that makes a bundle out of awful, awful things, terror acts, wars, these kind of people into surveillance, truck drivers who drive things to FEMA camps, plumbers, electricians, you name it, police officers, people in uniform, people throw out people from their homes. All of us who are part of it needs to wake up, and the sooner the better, the sooner we can stop this madness, because it's absolute mad when you look at it. The mind behind this whole thing that wants to destroy the whole world, that wants to destroy nature, that want to destroy the air we breathe, that want to destroy all possibilities of getting food from nature. What type of mentality is that? It's called madness. They're absolute mad and do not understand what they're all about, but their agenda is death and destruction. And we are down the line there if we don't stop it somehow. So I would say time to wake up, and I so welcome anyone with any kind of balls that have the guts to take the step forward.
I'm with you on that. It is a big deal, and people have got to get involved. That's what it all comes down to. Everybody joining together, because together we make miracles. Together we can accomplish anything. But when they can keep us divided and hating each other for ridiculous things like the color of our skin or a choice of religion, I mean, that is true insanity that's been able to run rampant and must be stopped. Don't you agree?
Robin, they are a few thousand. We are 7 billion people. Do you know how many zeros that are?
Yeah,
if you compare a few thousand and 7 billion, how have we been able to let them get away with this for such a long time? It is a disgrace for us. I mean, we should be ashamed of ourselves to be that sick and that asleep for such a long time while innocent people are getting hurt left, right, and center. It is a disgrace, and it's a high time to wake up, I think.
Well, what's the climate in Spain? I know Spain was supposed to have been the home for the whole Occupy revolution, the Occupy Wall Street revolution. I know from research that people shared with me it started in Spain originally and then spread. How is the situation there for people in Spain? What are they dealing with?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I live like in a soap bubble. You know, people called me and said, there are riots in Madrid. I'm sitting here in the south of Spain. Absolutely no idea.
Gotcha.
I have no idea what's going on. I can see what media is trying to feed me. But otherwise than that, absolutely no idea. But what I can see, though, is that this elite group are trying to deal with the whole world as a franchise, like a corporation, and make every single country as a franchise, you know, the same agenda.
Sure.
So whatever is going on in England is going on here and in France and in the States. And so it's just a matter of sussing it out and stopping it by not taking part.
Definitely, definitely. And that's it. You know, people don't realize that they have a choice. You can act or not act. That is a choice. And so many say, oh, well, there was nothing I could do about it. But there always is. You can refuse. And then, you know, when we get into deeper levels, I know, Olay, it becomes, what can a person live with? You know, many people just can't live with themselves and go along with these agendas. It's reached that kind of a point where we're at a tipping point. People have got to take action. What's a good first step for people to take, Olay?
You know, I think when you think of the future and how to make a difference in the future, it's just too big. It is just too big. Did I got disconnected again?
No, you're right here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. I would say instead of looking at the whole future and just feeling, oh, it's just too big, I can't handle it, what am I going to do? The whole world is in a crisis. I would suggest chop up the thing you do in sequences. I mean, it's like if you look at your daily life, it's almost like chapters. At the moment I'm talking to you, Robin, and all you who are listening, that's one chapter. Once the interview is finished, boom, end of chapter. It sounds like I'm disconnected again.
I'm right here, Ole.
I'm sorry.
I'm right here. Don't worry. We only have about 5 minutes left, so no, we're here.
Okay, so I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
So when I finish this interview, boom, that's the end of one chapter. I walk out of this room and do some, maybe I go and say hello to my cat or something like that, one chapter. Then I go out, I drive in the car. While driving in the car, that's one chapter. If you can stop chopping off your daily life in short little intervals, and in each single interval, see what can I make, what kind of choice can I do? The choice is always good or bad, love or fear. You know, if you, the more you can choose the good one, the more you can choose love, the more you can choose helping someone, the more you can choose making a difference in that sequence from me here walking towards the cat. Maybe I can kiss my wife on the way there or be kind to the cat or something. The more you can choose love in every single little sequence of your life, you will start booming. You will start amplifying the power inside. You will become more and more powerful inside. I would also say turn off the box. Turn it off. This black thing that is in front of you, looking at you, actually, nowadays,
literally these smart TVs,
they are looking back at you, just so be aware of that. Turn it off. That is one of the major tools they have to manipulate us. So if you turn it off, choose whatever you want to see. You can do that over the internet. Get away from the box. Turn it off. Discover that, oh, my God, I actually got a family here. Maybe we should have dinner together. Maybe we can even start talking to each other, you know, get to know each other.
Mm.
And see how after a while, the longer, I would totally suggest, do not read newspapers. Turn off the box. And after a while, you will get this strange tingling feeling inside. That feeling will say, my God, I'm starting to feel good. What is going on? You will get back slowly back into balance and see how powerful these newspapers, the media, and the TV news are designed to hold you down, to push you down, to make you conform and accept absolute atrocities on all different levels. Once you cut out, once you disconnect from this system, you're yours. You're not theirs anymore. And by the way, the word government means mind control. It's Latin. And there's a reason why they chose that name. You know, so be aware. Do not put your power in their hands. Because I tell you, the people, especially in your country on that level, are super, super, super criminals. Totally corrupt. I tell you, I spoke to one time. I said, but how is it possible? Is it really possible that on that level that they're all corrupt? And he said, yeah, because you won't get until that up on that level if you're not. You will not be allowed up there. So that's how they control it on the way up over your whole career. Your loyalty will be tested. And if you are not loyal to that cause, you won't get up there. Yeah. We're talking rigged elections, rigged things. False flag operation, fake terror, fake reasons to go to wars. The amount of wars that the USA has been involved in, unreal, unreal. And in the name of freedom, I would ask whose freedom, not the other countries. And if any other country on earth, like Iran or something like that, had army bases in more than 150 countries, wouldn't you be a bit concerned? So I would say, just as to get a balance in the whole thing, consider taking home your troops. Consider letting all these young men and women do something really useful for your country to build it up. You know, there's so many billions spent on wars that has nothing to do with freedom or democracy. It is totally designed for a small group of people's incredible greed, and it's based on total rape and plunder. So no dignity, even though you come home with medals and beautiful uniforms. I tell you, why are so many veterans committing suicide? Why are they being treated like absolute trash? You know, why are there so many of them homeless? It's time to wake up before people soil their souls more, especially young people in uniform. It is such a tragedy what's going on, because most people enlist with a good, I think, with a good mind. You know, they really want to make a difference. They really want to go out there and do something good, and not understanding that they're being totally used as hired killers, hired violent, brutal machine tools of death. You know, it's awful. It is awful what's going on. So let's stop it by waking up and just saying, I'm not doing it anymore. Henry Kissinger, if you want to go to war, be my guest. If you want to send your sons and daughters, please be my guest.
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And we think the first people on the battlefront lines should be all the politicians, right? That's perfect.
I tell you, you would not see any wars then.
Yep, yep. Ole, so I'm hoping we can have you back again.
Anytime. Anytime. Perfect. I can make a difference, just let me know.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm still caught up with all the craziness in my life right now, so I'll try to get back to you at the end of the week. Hold good thoughts that everything's been resolved by then for me. So
I hold the thought that everything will be resolved for all of us.
Yes, but yes.
Let's make a massive difference here.
Yes,
giant
definitely.
Leap forward.
Definitely. And that's with the information that our audience will go out and share. I'll be back tomorrow morning, guys, from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. Stay with us then for more need to get out and share.
He wants a challenge. Let's give him one.
The voice that whispers in your ears are the screams that you fear. The mind you cannot defy is the heart that rules mankind. The people who made you are the gods that will save you. I am Steve Travesty. I am the voice. The ghost in the machine. Ghost in the Machine. Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Studio A.
Right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps.
There is no good and evil. There is only power, and those too weak to seek it.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Be sure to tune in weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Strange Universe with Sean David Morton. A strange, interesting, and engaging wide variety of topics. So be here. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
These guys are hammers. And to hammers, everything looks like nails.
I heard that.
You were meant to. So you see something that's important, you call it out, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. Mother Nature is a serial killer. No one's better, more creative. Like all serial killers, she can't help the urge to want to get caught. But what good are all those brilliant crimes if no one takes the credit? So she leaves crumbs. Now the hard part is seeing the crumbs for the clues there. Sometimes the thing you thought was the most brutal aspect.